We're up to, I got it. We're up to the third Torah, Tuv Chochmas HaKadosh, which was sent out together with also with a little piece from the Noz's Shir. Tuv Chochmas HaKadosh, the third Torah, but it's important, first of all, to review a little bit for a minute, and then to try to understand, we want to understand the Torahs that we're learning now in the context of the Yontif, in the context of Hanukkah, and the Parashis as well. So we'll begin a little bit today. I have to leave early. We'll begin a little bit. We'll start. We're talking about this whole chelik of Oros HaKadosh is called Chochmas HaKadosh. And we're talking about the difference between Chochmas HaKadosh and Chochmas HaChol. Chochmas HaKadosh and Chochmas HaChol. Our way of thinking, our way of looking at life, and the way of looking at life that's called Chol. The way of Pnimius and the way of Chitzonius. The way of Yisrael and the way of Yavon, of Greece. Now, in the first Torah, in Siman Aleph, we learned that what's unique about Chochmas HaKadosh is that Shehim HaPeches as Eirotzen, Vahatchuna hanafshish shalom da, that it causes a complete, it causes a complete mahapecha, a revolution, a complete and total change in the character of the person, in the whole nature of the person who's learning it. Chochmas HaKadosh is transformative. Chochmas HaChol, Chochmas Yavon, Chochmas Chitzonius is informative. It's informative. Chochmas HaKadosh is transformative. That's what we spoke about in the first Torah. The Chochmas HaKadosh is a Chochma which is Po'elas. Just reviewing a little bit. Po'elas. It's active. It changes things in the world. It changes things in the person. It's not just a matter of becoming more knowledgeable. It's mamish changing. And the reason for this, the reason that Torah can do this is ki kol in yonei hakodesh memkor chaya chaim heim boim. Because Chochmas HaKadosh, every single word in Chochmas HaKadosh comes to us from the source of the life of all life, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So because of that we learned Chochmas HaChol, secular Chochma, worldly wisdom, is limited to being able to try as much as possible to paint an accurate portrait of the world. To try to paint an accurate portrait of the world. This is science and history. As much as possible to try to paint the world, Metzius, for what Metzius is. What they're able to see. That's the limitation of Chochmas Yavon. But Chochmas Yavon, Chochmas Chol, doesn't have the ability to be Mechadesh, to create. It can only imitate, color, portray, to try somehow to get a sense of what is seen in the world. But it can't change anybody and it can't change the world. It's not alive. It's not alive. That's what we're learning about in Siman Aleph, in the first Torah. In Siman Beis, in the second Torah, we learned that the reason that it's called Chochmas HaKodesh, that word Kodesh, Kodesh means something which is undefinable because it's referring to the unknowable, the infinite, that which is beyond human comprehension, that's higher than all worlds. And since all that exists is a hishtalshlus of that kodesh, comes from that root that's called kodesh, from that place that's called kodesh. Therefore, if we want to know the truth, the emes, of what a flower is, of what a snowflake is, of what a tree is, if we want to know the truth of who we are, what is, and all that exists, which Rav Kook refers to as gova hamada, the true height of knowledge. To get to that place, that's absolutely true. So Rav Kook writes in the second term, again, I'm reviewing, Rak behayoyis hakol bo mitzad ha-hofa ha-elokis. It's only when you study the world and study life and everything in it, from that perspective, where I'm looking at everything as a hofa elokis. It's a hofa elokis. It's something that has materialized in this world that comes from God. It's a godly manifestation of something which is beyond this world. And he writes, again, I'm just reviewing, Kol mishum is galu b'torah oylam v'havai hu rak ke'ein tzel kolush l'gabe ha'yeshu satara v'adirish shebim kor ha'eloki. All that we're looking at with our eyes, all that we see and all that we study in this world is only a faint shadow, a very dim shadow of that pure Yeshus, of that pure reality of Elokus, from which this tree and table come from. And because of that, Rav Kook taught us that HaKinyan HaMadoi HaMuchlat, to be able to acquire wisdom, really, Be'emes, HaKinyan HaMadai HaMuchlat, to acquire knowledge, true knowledge, Muchlat, absolute knowledge, that's only when we study ourselves and life and all that exists through Chochmas HaKadosh, that perspective of everything being in a Hofa Alakis that comes from the Reishis HaMachshava, that comes from that which is beyond anything we can understand in this world, from the Olam HaBatzilus. And therefore, the way that we define true good, what is Tov? What is good? So many philosophers have tried to come up with a definition of taif, of good. What is good, what is bad, what is right, and what is wrong. No human being is able to know true musar, true taif, unless it's through Chochmas HaKadosh, through what Rav Kook refers to as Hayesvadus Shel ha'akara b'makor yusa, becoming exposed to the knowledge, that recognition of all that exists in its source. And only Chochmas HaKadosh is taking us to that place. Only through Chochmas HaKadosh can we come to that true definition of what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what's bad, what this is, what it's not, and so on. Only through Chochmas HaKadosh. This way of seeing things that Rav Kook is talking about is in truth the essence of the Yontif of Chanukah. I mentioned it just for a second, and really this would require many, many, many weeks talking about Chanukah and what Chanukah is. Chanukah reveals that unbelievable, immeasurable gap, that separation between Chochmas Yavan and Chochmas HaKadosh. Haneiros Halalu, no? Kodesh, hey. Haneiros Halalu, Kodesh, hey. Remember saying the word Kodesh, it's not the same as Kadosh and Kedusha, Kodesh. Haneiros Halalu, Kodesh, hey. If it ain't Lona Rishus Lishlamesh Marlu Reisim Bilvat, as the candles of Chanukah are burning with that light of Kodesh. The fire comes even though we take a match and we put it to the Shamash and we light the candle. What we have is really the candle, the oil or the candle. That's what we have. But the fire, that fire comes from that world that's called Kodesh. And when we're looking at our Hanukkah candles, whether it's a Shemen Zayas or it's wax, or whatever, when we're looking at our Hanukkah candles, we're able to see in them a reality of Kodesh that is perhaps could be described as higher than any other time of the year that we're able to see that reality of Kodesh by looking at the candles, which contains within them, of course, the Arganas. The whole Melchama, the whole war that took place, was over this Nakuda. Chachmas HaKodesh or Chachmas HaChol? How are you going to look at everything? Are you going to look at everything with the eyes of Yisrael or the eyes of Yavan? Hechshichu einayim she Yisrael, the darkness that Yavan brought to the eyes of the Jewish people, comes from a very deep place. It's not just a matter of some people that live in Greece. The truth is that those Yavanim that we, Yavanim Nikbetzolai, were not even living in Greece. And the Iker problem that we had wasn't even with the Greeks themselves, it was with Jews who were Misyavnim. The real Muhammad was unfortunately with Jews. That was where Muhammad was coming from. It was a Muhammad between Chachmas HaKodesh and Chachmas Chol, Chachmas Yavan, Chachmas Chitzainis, and Chachmas Pnimis. And it's still going on. It's still going on. Because it comes from a very deep place, from the beginning of time. As you know, that Yavan comes from Yefes, and the Torah says Yaftalukim liYefes. It means there's great beauty that's to be found in the world of Yefes, in the world of Greece. All secular wisdom, art, music, and so on, all the beauty that world of Greece, Rome, and now Western civilization represents, all of that, the Torah already says, Yaftalukim liYefes, Yaftalukim liYefes. The world is mamish beautiful. And you can't blame the Greeks for trying to paint the world, for trying to study the world and understand the world, and to reveal the beauty of the world. Science, literature, math, music, sculptor, and so on. It's the world of Yaft Elokim Liyafis. So that in of itself, and that's what we're going to be learning about in this Torah. The Torah doesn't have a problem with that. It's the Baruch Shalom's world. It's taka beautiful. The Baruch Shalom doesn't have a problem with it. Not only does the Baruch Shalom have a problem with it, as we'll see in a minute, in the words of Rav Kook, but yeah, the Torah is completely behind it. The study of the world, knowledge, beauty. The Torah is the Baruch Shalom's world. Yaftalukim. The Baruch Shalom created a beautiful world. Yaftalukim liyafes, but remember that there are a couple of words that come after that in the pasuk. What are the words that come after that? Yaftalukim liyafes. Vayishkan ba'ahalei shem, as long as it dwells in the tent of shame. Yaftalukim liyafes. Vayishkan ba'ahalei shem. Now, the milchama came between the reisha and the sefer of the pasuk. That's what the milchama is. Between the beginning and the end of the pasuk. The Yavanim wanted to eliminate the end of the pasuk. They wanted to ignore the end of the pasuk. They wanted to make believe that the end of the pasuk doesn't exist. They wanted Yaftalukim liyafes. They wanted the beauty as they saw it with their eyes and they understood it in their minds, which the Ramban speaks about in Achrei Mais, the accursed Yavani, referring to Aristotle, and his Talmidim, who are only able to believe in what they saw with their eyes, who are only able to paint, to sing about, and to write about what they saw with their eyes. Yovan comes to make a wedge between the resha of the pasuk, the beginning of the pasuk, Yafta Lekil Miyafis, and the seif, and the end of the pasuk is Vayishkan Ba'ohalei Shem, that Yafta Lekil Miyafis, the beauty of Yafis is only when it dwells in the tent, in the tents of Shem, that's us. Vayishkan Ba'ohalei Shem. That's the Tanai. That's the condition of Yafta Lekim Liefes. Only when it's Vayishkan Bo'alei Shem. When that beauty is understood and appreciated and studied as coming Mitzad Ha'hifa'a Ha'elokiz. Mitzad Ha'hifa'a Elokiz. As Elokus. As godliness. Mitzad Ha'hifa'a Ha'elokiz. But if you separate between the yofi of Yafta Lekil Miyafes, if you separate between the yofi of the world, the beauty of music, the beauty of the world that's portrayed in music and in art and in literature and in science and so on, if you separate between the beginning of the pasuk and the end of the pasuk, and it's only Yafta Lekil Miyafes, if you separate Chochmas HaChol, Chochmas Yovan, from Chochmas HaKodesh, if you separate between Chol and Kodesh, if you separate between the 6 days of the week and Shabbos, and you don't have Shabbos, you don't have Yisrael in the world. All the Yivanim spoke about was light, light, light. Everything was light. The whole Chachmas Yovan is light, or. But if you separate between that or and the Urus HaKodesh and the light of Kodesh, so then not only is Yafta Lekim Liefes, not only will it not bring beauty to the world, but it has brought unbelievable ugliness and darkness to the world. Varasaisa so vovo vochoshech, so who is Bavel, tohu is Paras, and Choshech Chazalsa is Yavan, is Greece. So here the culture, the civilization that was obsessed with light and with beauty. Everything. You have to look in the office. And its whole tachlis was to enlighten the world. The Torah tells us, is Davke responsible for horrible ugliness? Horrible ugliness. All Avodah Zarah, all idolatry. All Avodah Zarah. All pornography and filth. All of the ugliness of the world. Because when you try to separate the between Yafta Lekim Liefes and Vayishkan Bo Halei Shem, so then you have removed HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Pasuk. You've removed Hashem from everything that exists. That means that everything that exists is not a hofa'a elokus. It's not the materialization of elokus in this world. It's not elokus. It's tam. Now, I've told you many times, you remember that there was a chassid, and the Kotzk asked this chassid, who's that yid over there? There was a visitor that came to Kotzk, and the chassid, and the Kotzk asked, who's that yid? And the chassid said, he's a Jew. So the Koska said, "Bami Estam is the oisiyah sefer Torah tefillin mezuzah." Right, sefer Estam. By me, a Jew is a sefer Torah tefillin mezuzah. That's what the Koska said. By you, Estam ayid. The whole world of Yovan is sitmum plishtim. You understand? Via satmum that Avram Avinu excavated wells, meaning that Avram Avinu revealed that everything in this world is a be'er of elokus, and he took off the dirt from the cover of the world to show that everything is elokus. Everything is elokus. He took the cover off of the world. He took the cap off. He took the cover off. Everything is really elokus. That's the inyan of Avraham Avinu when he's giving with the wells. They're busy with wells. Mr. Ramban says there's Batei Mikdash, but that's what they were doing. They were uncovering. The world is covered with chol, with dirt, is disguised. The world is covering the Hofah Elokis. And the Ovis were sent into this world to remove the covering. When the covering is removed, then everything is beautiful. Then the world is beautiful. Then everything that exists, as Rav Kook is going to talk about, everything that exists is screaming out, Ani Hashem. Everything is Elokus. So the Yevanim are the descendants in Ruchnius of those Plishtim, because the whole avoid of the Plishtim was Sitmun Plishtim, Vayimalim Ofer, right? Was to stuff up the wells of Avram Avinu. Was to close the wells. So that everything that exists doesn't have within it that Hofa Elokis. Everything is just seen as something which is Chol. And that is the Choshech of Yavan. That's the darkness of Greece. So the Greeks, through their love of light and art, taught that the human body is something which is a work of art that's beautiful and needs to be appreciated, therefore it should be uncovered. And the Baruch Shalom says that the human body is beautiful, therefore it should be covered. It's machlokes between Yavan and the Baruch Shalom. The Greeks say it's beautiful, so uncover it. Any time that a girl looks at a magazine or looks at a goita in the street and says, I like the way she looks when she's uncovered, I want to also look like that, to be uncovered. That's the choshech of Yavan. Yavan says to uncover that beauty, and the Baruch Shalom says it should be covered. In other words, what's beautiful, and this is where the girls are struggling, what's beautiful is when a Jewish woman dresses according to the Ratzon Hashem. That's called Yofi. That's called beauty. When you think that beauty is the way that it's portrayed by Greece, which means to tighten the clothing and to uncover them, to shorten them and to remove them, and that's what's called beauty, and that the Jewish women who dress themselves, who adorn themselves in the clothing of Malchus, of Rachel Imenu, that's called unattractive. If you imitate that Yofi of Yavan, then you have separated from Oholei Shem, from the tents of Shem. And that is the source of ugliness in this world. That's ugliness. That's not light. That's darkness. That's darkness. Yavan came to enlighten and to fill people with knowledge and with information and with all the excitement that comes with the world. And it's responsible to a large extent for such misery and unhappiness that any Peshit peasant 2,000 years ago, if he didn't have to worry about, like, you know, being killed or eaten by an animal or killed by some other peasant, but day-to-day life was infinitely better, the quality of life is better than our life. I'm not talking about how long we live and disease and sickness. They had plenty of tsaros, but just a simple Peshit life. The same way that even if now we talk to some peasant someplace in the world, he has less daigis than you and I have. Mm-hmm. He's less weighed down than you and I have. All the chayshach, all the darkness of a world of Yavan without Kodesh. When Kodesh is put into the formula, when it's with Kodesh, then it's mamish beautiful. Science brings out all of the beauty. Art, music, literature. It's beautiful. Mamish beautiful. And as you know, we've spoken about so many times to all of our learning of Rav Kook, that Rav Kook very much encouraged art and literature and music. But he just said it. It has to be Kaidish. Kaidish. Music that's Kaidish. Art that's Kaidish. Most of what's called the Jewish music now, that's not an imitation of, that's not some, that doesn't come from Ohal Hashem. The next simcha that you have, there should be only be simchas. The next simcha that you have when you feel the earth moving under your feet, there's an old Carole King song. When you feel the earth moving under your feet, it's not because of the rikudim of how excited everybody is with dancing. Mostly when you look at the dance, they look like they're a bunch of tired old Jews that are barely walking around in a circle, not singing at all. And it's because there's some primitive sound that's coming from the band that's causing such a pounding that the floor is shaking and people are losing their hearing. And the young people that are there, they close their eyes, they're in some state of dvekas. The old people put earplugs in and the young people close their eyes. And there's some sort of a dvekas that they're in as they feel the earth rumbling beneath their feet. And everybody walks around looking to see if the waiters are bringing the stuff out yet. And when is this song finally going to end? I'll be out of the misery of this noise. That's not Jewish music. Understand? Anybody with a little bit of a sensitivity knows that that's Yavan. That's the sound of Yavan. It's the sound of instruments and using Jewish words from Tanakh, which is a bizayon to the words from Tanakh, using it without Ohale Shem. It's not from the tents. The music doesn't come from the tents of Shem, of the Jewish people. It's an imitation, and it's usually very embarrassing and poor imitation. I mean, they think that they're like, you know, each one thinks he's an Elvis Presley or something. But it's, you know, they stand up there, you got these guys. You look at the advertisements they have for Jewish musicians when they have some big gala concert going on, and you show these guys, you know, with that look, they got that look. Holding the mic and that look. And you see Yosef Karduna, all he's trying to do is to hide. You see, you know what I'm talking about? Shlomo and Eitan, they're only trying to hide. And all these guys, they should live and be well. They're fine Jews. I'm not saying Chas v'Shalom. They're good people. But the music is the music of Yavin. It's that look. And they advertise the way that I can't even, you know, my kids already know about it. Like if they want to get me like annoyed, they just put one of these things in front of me, and you have this guy, and he's going, you have that look, and the music is worse than the look, the music like that look. There were chasanim in the old days that were doing that too. It's not just nowadays. There were chasanim also that were doing it. You can make a whole nisana taika from your oven. It's hard to believe it. You can make a nisana taika from your oven. You can make mamish. You can make a hinini he'ani mimas that comes straight. That's straight from Athens. A hinini from Athens. You can do it. It's done. It's been done. But the chasanim, they were chasanim. Some famous chasanim, they knew how to do it. It's not music itself is beautiful, but it's whether you connect the beginning of the pasuk and the end of the pasuk. When Yosef Karduna sings, he's connecting the beginning of the pasuk and the end of the pasuk. He's playing the same guitar, but he's connecting the reisha and the seifa. When Shlomo sings, he's connecting the reisha and the seifa. Now, I'm not saying that the other fellows, any of them, don't intend to do that. But for whatever reason, it's just not what they're doing. It's not what they're doing. It's the sound of Yavan without Ohal Hashem. It's an imitation of Yavan without Ohal Hashem. And they think that just because they put in some oy oy oy, and they put in some, a couple of they braces, they can make any words because nothing. The music has nothing to do with the words. You ever noticed that about this stuff? It has nothing to do with the words. There's not enough to know what the words are. They could put in the words Eila told us noyach, and they could close their eyes. The Eila told us noyach, and they're shuckling with Eila told us noyach, or they could put in the, you know, anything. Vayavayesav. Makes no difference. Paro chaylim. The words don't make a difference because it's not about the words. It's about having the African beat, the Greek beat, having that noise, and then you just figure out like, you know, how do I put some pasuk in here. So they make a song, Bereishis Bara Elokim Shamayim V'Haaretz, and they go up, jumping up and down the stage with a microphone, holding a microphone with that look, Every now and then putting the payas behind the ear. And they go with the look. And that's Jewish music? It's ugly. It's a kiur mamish. It's an ugliness, mamish. It's a distortion, a perversion of the words. But Chazal say, asunik min kino, that the words of the pasuk are crying. The words of the pasuk are crying. Asunik min kino, mamish, l'sachi. They make you fun of Tanakh. They make you fun of a pasuk. There was years ago, there was a song from Ben Bagbag Omer, from the Mishnah. They're making fun of a Tanna. My mom's making fun of a Tanna, making fun of a Mishnah with the music. They're making fun of the Mishnah. It's Yaftal Kim Liyafis without Vayishkan Bo'al Hashem. Without Ohal Hashem. And a person who lives in Ohal Hashem and he hears such a thing, he's disgusted by it. Not that he doesn't enjoy it. How could you even hear such a thing? How could you hear such a thing? Or the dances, like what they're teaching, and you see Bachram dancing like a bunch of girls prancing around in a ballet class or something. I don't mean anything insulting to them. But they make boys, and they're doing crazy things. So the answer is, don't we have bigger things to worry about? But this is what upsets you. There are other things to worry about. If the Jews are getting killed, and he's worried about some people being happy with a little bit of music. To be an ish panimi, to understand where things are coming from, to try to be an ish panimi. It's the same sugya. It's all one sugya. It's not about the music. It's not about the music. It's where it comes from. You have to daven. That you should be connected to music that comes from Kodesh. It comes from a place of Atzilus that's noble, that's holy. The music is a hofa elokis, it's something godly. Same thing with what we read. And everything that we do in life. That's me time there is a little Kodesh. So look, let's just start a little bit and then we'll come back more to Chanukah Mitzvah next week. Chochmas HaKadosh, we're in Ois Gimel. In Ois HaKadosh. You have it on, it was sent to you, so if you have, you take a look. It's a good idea if you check on Thursday or something, then you could print it. So it's easier to use. Chochmas HaKadosh, B'taharu uva'amitasa. Chochmas HaKadosh, in all of its pureness and its truth. Kishahim is galaba olam, when it's revealed in the world, he mechaya es hakol. It gives life to everything. Like we learned. It's mechaya es hakol. Now, look what he says. So one of these Rav Kook sentences goes on for a while. Look what he says. He ain't a tzoreris shum mada. What does the word tzoreris mean? Huh? Well, that's Tzor HaChaim, but what does it mean? Is Tzar V'Oyev.
An enemy.
You have many words that this, the word and the opposite. He ain't a Tzoreres Shumada. Chochmas HaKadosh is not an enemy to any knowledge. It's not an enemy. Jews of Torah are not unenlightened people. He says, he ain't a tzereres shum mada. Chochmas HaKadosh is not an enemy, like Haman ish tzar v'oyev. Tzorer ha-Yehudim. Tzorer kol ha-Yehudim. He says, Chochmas HaKadosh is not a tzereres shum mada. Yiddishkeit, Chochmas HaKadosh has nothing against science or medicine. It's a shum chochm. And it has shum mada. V'shum gadol v'siguv. Chochmas HaKadosh is not against anything exalted, anything that's great. Gvura v'hoid, it's not against gvura v'hoid, it's not Chochmas HaKadosh, the Torah Yiddishkeit is not against a Jew being healthy and strong. They think that everybody, if you're a Jew, that you have to be weak, you have to be. Shimon Alevi, they're pretty good, no? They're pretty strong. They took care of the whole Malchus of Shechem like that. The Chashmonoim, Rabbi Ad Ma'atim, the Torah is not against. The Chochmas HaKadosh gets upset when the Gibor takes off his Bekisha and puts on a Shmati, you understand? And gets himself a tattoo. And starts showing off his muscles. That's already he switched over to something else. It's not against Gevurah. It's against Gevurah. Shem Shnei Gibor. It's not against Gevurah. It's not against any. It's not an enemy. Anything that's beautiful, the Torah is against beauty. What, the Bereshit doesn't want us seeing the Swiss Alps? He doesn't want us going to look at something, a beautiful lake or a river. Hashem doesn't want that. Something that's beautiful, Hashem is against. Chochmas HaKadosh is an enemy to beauty. Just the opposite. Not only, Rav Kook says, not only is Chochmas HaKadosh not an enemy to any of this, Raki Ma'ateres es HaKol, Chochmas HaKadosh encrowns everything with what? Elokus. It encrowns everything. It brings out all of the beauty. Because because all of the beauty is Elokus. That it comes from Hashem. Raki Ma'ateres es HaKol b'she'ifas tzidka. It encrowns everything with a great longing for righteousness, meaning for the good of what this is. For what the lake is, what the river is, what the tree is, what the mountain is, for what that person is, for the beauty of the person. What, the Torah is against the beauty of Rachel Imenu? The Torah says that a Jewish girl should put on herself what they do, Nebuch, these crazy ladies in Yerushalayim. What's it called? I forgot.
Hijab.
Huh? The hijab. The
burqa.
A burqa to put on, to cover themselves like that. The Torah says such a thing. Where is it? Say such a thing in the Torah. The Torah says, Rachli Menu, the Imams were beautiful people. It's Ma'ateres. As I call B'she'ifas Tzidka. It, just the opposite. It draws out the essence of the beauty. The essence of the beauty. Betuva vin visenusa. Because the Torah, Chochmas HaKadosh, the Shi'ifa, the longing of Chochmas HaKadosh is Elokus. And that longing is filled with tzedek, with righteousness, and toiv, and good, and v'invisenusa, humility. Chanukah is chen, and la'anovim yitain chen. The greatest chen comes with humility. With humility, humility means that if I'm standing in front of something and this is a hoifal or kiss, I'm humbled by it. It's a humbling thing to know that this is from God. The world should make a person humble, not more conceited, more arrogant. Because everything in my life is elokus, and that's something which is humbling if one thinks about it, if one appreciates that. It doesn't make you into a balgaiva. That's the difference between Yosef Karduna and the guy that's doing hopscotch on the stage. You understand? Yosef wishes that there wouldn't be any women over there watching him. And the other guy is trying to make sure that there are enough women over there. That's the difference. I'm sorry for being so nasty. And I'm not talking about any particular person, but that inyan, that mahalach of music as entertainment. I'm just using it as an example. It's in all other things. But there's a humility that comes with the recognition of this, of the music not being me. It's Hashem Yisbarach playing music for Jews through me. And that brings to anivus, to humility, to being more and more humble. Not arrogance, like entertainers. So one of the most famous of those entertainers around 20 years ago, I had to deal with a number of situations where after the show he was going with girls after the show and doing like they do when these rock bands go on the road. And this was one of the most famous of the musicians from that veld of the shiny shoes. that was, now he already became a big tzaddik and his name is up all over in his lights. But at that time I had to talk to a number of parents and their daughters about what was going on with this musician. Now he's already kaddish, 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 Hashem tzavakas. And I'm hoping he did shuv. And if he did taki, he is kaddish. But how could there be such a thing? That a person sing as a niggin, and from the niggin, he goes after the niggin with the girl and afterwards. So how does he come from such a thing, a niggin? You could even have that with somebody who's teaching in a seminary, and after the seminary class, he's going and doing such a thing. Because it's not Chochmas HaKodesh that he's teaching. It's Yafta L'Kim L'Yafis. It's a beautiful pshat. It's a beautiful Torah. The only thing is, it's not coming from Olei Shem. You're trying to impress some people. You're trying to, and it makes you more into a Baal Gaiva. And the bigger the Baal Gaiva, the bigger Baal Taiva, understand. So Gaiva and Taiva is the same thing. So big Baal Gaiva is a big Baal Taiva. It's the same. Taiva, Gaiva, Gaiva, Taiva is the same thing. Chochmas HaKadosh makes a person more humble. Chochmas HaKadosh makes a person more invisible. Chochmas HaChol is only to expose, to promote yourself, to promote, to build yourself up more and more and more and more and more, to build yourself up. Chochmas HaKadosh is less and less and less, to be more covered and more hidden. It's Chochmas HaKadosh. Materis is Hakol b'Shiifa Sitka b'Tuva v'Invisanusa. The Invisanusa, humility. Kol Shiifa Satzadik b'Cholz Dadei and b'Olam Aklali. All of the Shiifas of righteousness and all aspects in the world b'Chlal b'Adam and the person Haprati, the individual person, Moitzes Hain Al Yoda as Mavon HaAmiti can find only through Chochmas HaKadosh. A true way to be, to be manifested in the world. And just the opposite. Chochmas HaKadosh uses science, it uses art, it uses music, to bring out all the truth of Elokus in this world. Befol b'chaim in life, to bring out, just the opposite, to bring out Elokus. Art and science and literature and music is to bring. All of the, in every aspect of life, to bring out the presence of Hashem in the world. True Jewish music reveals Elokus. True Jewish art reveals Elokus. The art of Yavan, the music of Yavan, covers Elokus, like the Sitma Plishta, like the bear is being covered with the dirt, with chol, being covered. Stam, Hashum Devar Stam, there's no Elokus over here. So the human body is not a representation of Elokus, then it becomes either an Avodah Zarah and it's uncovered, and then the more a person is showing, the more beautiful it is. It's not a representation of Elokus. When it's understood to be Elokus, then it's Hatznei Aleches, humility and concealment. Wherever there's humility and concealment, Hashem's greatness is His humility. It's His humility is that was great. Wherever there's greatness, there's humility. Wherever there's cheapness and yavan, so then there's arrogance, there's gaiva. Where there's greatness, true greatness, there's always covering, concealment, and humility. Wherever there's arrogance, there's uncovering, exposing, self-promotion, and arrogance. A club, that's how it is. I have to leave now, so remind me, we're up to the last paragraph. We'll continue Bezer Hashem next day of Shabbos. Good Shabbos.